Tender with My Body by Heather Plett. I scroll through my social media feed and am confronted by 100 ads, each one telling me that this body is not good enough. Each one telling me that they have the answer that will finally make this body acceptable. Trust us, they say, and entrust your body to our diet, exercise program, machine, or magical food so that this can be the year you can be found worthy. I look down at this body and I hear self-loathing in my ear, berating my generous curves and wobbly bits. Shame chimes in with, you should do better, you should look better, you should eat better, you should trust all of those advertisers over your own body. Your body is not good enough. But how could this body not be good enough, tenderness asks, touching my shoulder, when she has birthed 4 babies and buried 1? How could this body not be good enough when she has carried you to mountain peaks and splashed in wild oceans? How could this body not be good enough when she has found the resources to fight diseases and heal wounds? How could this body not be good enough when she has known and given love, ecstasy, and comfort? How could this body not be good enough when she has survived rape and abuse and still found the strength to get out of bed the next day? How could this body not be good enough when she has done so much to protect you, to carry you, to teach you, to love you, to heal you? I am your beloved, my body whispers, not clamoring for attention like those loud ads or the shame and self-loathing that comes with them. I am your beloved, she whispers again and again. And I turn from the ads to offer my trust to my own body and to tenderness. Reflections. How do you feel about your own body? Write a letter to your body. Let tenderness be your guide. How can you show love to your body this week?